This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Joining us right now on the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise Mayo Game Day. Be delicious. Ross Tucker, what's up? How we doing today? How about I pot you up there? That would work. Hey, Ross, how we doing?
What's up, fellas? I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing just fine, despite a ugly loss from the Patriots. I'm not sure how much of it you got to see, Ross, but it seemed to many people watching as though the Patriots, after a promising couple of weeks, took a massive step backwards on Sunday. Is that how you feel about that performance that they put out there, and what other impressions did you have on that Dolphins matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think we need to debate about that, right? I think Gerard Mayo even said that after the game. That was pretty clear. You know, watching it, I thought it was really disappointing from a coaching standpoint. You know, I mean, you're getting on the running, but you know, the quick screen. They do that like 10 times a game, and it was totally wide open, and it was like, the Patriots didn't have a good plan for that. Then on the other Achan touchdown, they just dropped the coverage totally. I mean, nobody even covered him. So it did not look like pro football, right? I mean, in recent weeks, they had been very competitive. They had been playing well. Even if they were sort of outmanned, you know, they looked like a pro football team and did the things that you need to do. But when you're dropping coverages, when you're letting guys come free, you know, Chop Robinson, the rookie out of Penn State's playing pretty well, and yet they're either not blocking him or they're not helping whoever's trying to block him. It was just very disappointing, I would say, evaluation overall. And I would say in particular of the coaching staff, it did not appear to be a team that was really prepared to play the Dolphins in that game.
So, Ross, there were multiple reports out of the post-game Patriots locker room that players were telling jokes and smiling and not seemingly taking it all that seriously. Now, none of us was there, so we don't know exactly what happened, but does that kind of stuff matter, how you handle losing? Does that matter? Is that symbolic of something within a locker room?
I don't think so. I don't really care, to be honest with you. You know, it's like I went on in Cleveland last week, and they want their head coach fired in Cleveland, the two-time coach of the year in the last 4 years, Stefanski, because they have a terrible culture. And I always think that's so funny. Like, wait a minute, you're a guy that hosts an afternoon drive. Like, how do you know about the team's culture? You know, like, I feel like sometimes we use these buzzwords or we try to talk about things. Like, I don't know what the Browns culture is. I don't know. They went out on a Thursday night and they won a snow game, played their you-know-what's off against the Steelers, like 8-win, 8-2 Steelers. That seemed like a pretty good culture to me. As it relates to the Patriots, you know, and you guys know this, but by the time you get to the airport after the game, a lot of times you can't tell if an NFL team won or lost. Mm. You know, just based on the demeanor of the guys. Would I like it if they were telling jokes in front of the media and messing around in front of the media after the game? No, I wouldn't like that, because that just that reeks more of just a lack of awareness. You know, it'd be like your Madden video game awareness rating. Like, even if you've already made, you know, they got blown out, you know, they're over it, they moved on, okay. But have the awareness to not be cracking jokes or laughing in the locker room with the media there would probably be my reaction to that, as opposed to anything else.
Well, you got to – I mean, if you're on a team that's not good – you have to cope with losing, you know, like the guys who are on the Lions for 5 years when they couldn't buy a win, they had to, even if they hate losing, have to eventually, just to protect themselves and protect their brand, you know, they have to cope with that in some way. And I think here in New England, we were used to 20 years of winning. So now that we've had 4 or 5 years, fans and media people are all sort of like, well, wait a minute, we don't like losing. Losing's no good. And these players who are just, you know, starting their careers don't know the Patriots like we knew them for 20 years. Someone like Jalen Polk or these young players, the Patriots are just kind of another bad team, right?
Well, yes. And I think what's interesting, I can't remember the name of the movie, but the movie, is it Jimmy Fallon? That's it? I can't remember the that's the movie about the Red Sox, how they never
Fever
win
pitch.
The World Series. And
yeah.
Then Fever Pitch, right?
Yes.
And remember when, like, Veritek and the guys go out to dinner after they're down like 0-3 or whatever, and they're smiling and they're enjoying dinner. And am I right? Is it Jimmy Fallon or somebody, whoever it is?
Yeah.
They're like, they're furious that these guys are not more upset that they lost the game. And then the guy finally realizes, like, you know what? If they're not, like, why am I doing this to myself? You know, it's funny because I always thought, when I was growing up, like, how could these guys be like that after a loss? I got to tell you guys, like, college football and certainly in the NFL, I was able to move on, like, right away. Because the reality is, you put everything you have. It's your full-time job. You put everything into it. And then once it's over, like, it's over. There's nothing else you can do about it. And actually, like, sitting there and being upset or, you know, agonize, it's not helpful, right? Like, if anything, you need to clear your mind and or start to worry about the next game. And I think sometimes that's hard for fans, because for fans, you know, they'll agonize Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday over a loss. As a player, if you do that, all you're really doing is hurting your chance to win the next game. Like, you got to move on. And so I think fans would be a little bit surprised how quickly professional athletes get over the outcome of whatever just happened in that game.
Ross, how can a professional offensive lineman, we'll use a name here like Vidarian Lowe, false start time after time after time? Like, what is that? How do you fix it? And other than benching him, how do you deal with that as a coach?
Yeah, I don't think you do fix it. I think you do bench him. Honestly, I mean, there's nothing, it's not like the coaches are saying before the game, hey, Vidarian, it's okay if you get 3 or 4 false starts. You know what I mean? Like, they're not saying that. They're not coaching that. None of the other guys are doing it. They're very clear, we can't do it. Guys, you got to stay focused. Guys, we can't have these pre-snap penalties. I mean, they can say it until they're blue in the face, but certain guys, they lack the discipline to be able to pull it off. And I'm always of the believer, like, when people say, what can a coach do and whatever, I really think it's personnel, right? Like, I mean, if Scarnecchia was the O-line coach, that guy would not be playing. You know, I don't care who else they have.
Right.
He wouldn't stand for that, because he would just say, nobody's worth that many, none of you, and he would use a colorful word, are worth 15 yards, you know, or whatever he would say, and he'd get somebody else ready to play, and that guy would be out there. I don't think you really can fix it. I think if a guy, it's kind of like there's a strong tendency for guys that get hurt a lot to get hurt a lot. It's like an old joke, right? But, like, it's true. Like, guys that get hurt a lot get hurt a lot. And the same thing is with guys that get penalties. Guys that get a lot of penalties, they get a lot of penalties. Like, it's not like guys that get a lot of penalties, all of a sudden they just flip a switch and they don't get penalties anymore. I mean, that's kind of who they are. And if he hasn't been able to fix it or correct it by now, I don't know why anybody would have any confidence that he will anytime soon. It's not like, look, I did the Dolphins game last week against the Raiders. You know, that's not like playing in, you know, in one of these crazy loud, it's not like playing at Arrowhead or playing in the Superdome. I mean, it's not, let's put it this way, it's not a noise issue for Vidarian. Let's put that's for sure.
We're talking to Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. He's brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Ross, is all of this hurting the development of Drake May?
It's not helping. Yeah, I mean, it's not helping. I thought that interception he threw was horrific, right? And then, you know, obviously they don't block chop. He fumbles it. That's not what we want to see. We don't want to be seeing him. In no way, shape, or form do we want to feel like he is going the wrong way. Now, I thought he did a great job identifying, I can't remember who was, Hooper, I guess, was wide open.
Yes.
I thought he did a great job of staying alive, you know, and then having not only staying alive, but having the vision to throw it down there. That's when I say that Drake reminds me of Josh Allen a little bit. It's the plays like that where he buys the time and still has enough arm to chuck it down there and make a huge play. What we want with every passing week is to have more of the big plays and maybe more importantly, less of the negative plays. I felt like there were more negative plays in this one than we want to see from Drake.
Okay, so forget the culture questions and the false starts. A man who travels the entirety of the NFL and tests all the press box food, what does that man have on his dinner table this Thursday for Thanksgiving? What are the preferences? Give me the menu.
Well, so I'm glad you brought this up. So number one, the Patriots are a top five press box food team in the NFL.
Okay. Really?
You know, the clam chowder. Oh, yeah. The clam
Andy Hart cannot believe you just said that.
Wow.
Well, that's definitely top 10.
Okay.
Maybe top five. I like the clam chowder quite a bit.
Very good.
And I love, like, the peanut butter chocolate chip cookies. They're as big as my head.
Awesome.
I love those bad boys. I have multiple of them. Last
Uh-oh.
Game I did there, they had they also had ice cream. So,
oh,
like,
yeah.
They had, like, some type of, like, apple crisp, and then they had vanilla ice cream that you could just scoop up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. The only way to go. So, however, I did the Texans-Titans on Sunday. Texans might be number one in the league.
Ooh.
I mean, the Texans is just outrageous. You could get your own Cornish game hen. I mean, that's my favorite type of game hen, evidently. Like, they had birria, meat. I don't even know that's how you say it. They had make-your-own breakfast tacos with bacon, egg, and cheese, sausage, and egg, and cheese, casserole. I mean, it was legit. So the Patriots kind of got knocked down a rung. Unfortunately, Christian, I can't remember the last time I was home for Thanksgiving. So I am doing I'm doing Stanford San Jose State on Friday for CBS. It's on big CBS. So I will be eating whatever they serve in the Bay Area in San Jose for Thanksgiving, probably like microchips or something. I have no idea. Hopefully they'll have something decent. It's so funny, too, because growing up in the Northeast, I have a tough time. I struggle with holidays in, like, other areas,
yeah.
Or certainly holidays in, like, warm weather climates. Like, do they still have Christmas in Miami? Like, they really? They have Christmas at, like, 80 degrees?
Yeah, you've seen that Corona commercial, right, where
yeah.
The lights are all up in the palm tree? That's, yeah, it's I think that's Mexico, but still, yeah, they do it in Miami, too.
So anyway, here's what I would tell you. I am a big fan of turkey. I prefer dark meat over the light meat. Here's the thing. Where I'm from, there's two delicacies that I will have. My mom will make extra and save me some. My wife will make extra from her grandmother's recipe and save me some. One, it's called sausage filling, and my grandma learned it in Germany when my pop-up was stationed over there after World War II. And it's the worst looking thing you've ever seen. It's gray. It looks like a baby's diaper. It's terrible, but it tastes unbelievable. And then where my wife is from, it's very, it's called Pennsylvania Dutch. It's 100% Pennsylvania German. Mm-hmm. So it's called potato filling. Okay. So what it is a lot of people might not be familiar. It's basically like if you took stuffing and mashed potatoes and combined them. Oh. That is what the potato filling is like. And it is very, very good. Now, I don't think it's quite as good as everyone from where my wife's from, where they act like it's better than a filet.
As all the Amish people think. Yeah, right.
That's exactly right. Pennsylvania Dutch, Amish. It's very, very good, though, because stuffing needs a little bit more. So you mix in like the mashed potatoes, and it's very, very good.
All right. That sounds delicious. Both of those sound very good. And my grandmother used to make it sausage stuffing, too, so I know how good that is. Ross Tucker, thanks so much for the time. Very happy Thanksgiving to you, sir, out in the Bay Area. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. What do you guys eat for Thanksgiving? Chowder? Get yourself some chowder?
Oh, yeah. Big vat of chowder.
Traditional
chowder,
turkey stuffing,
lobster rolls for Thanksgiving. Rolls.
Come on, Thanksgiving with the Pilgrims. We had the first one here. We started it here. Yeah,
I've been there. What's that town again?
Plymouth. I was just down there last weekend. Oh yeah,
it's a big rock. Well, it's not that big.
It's pretty
little rock. But
No, I don't know that I would have. I don't know that I would have to tell people you got to put that on their schedule.
All right. Have a good one, Ross. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks so much.
See you, Ross.
See you, boys. Likewise.
All right. That is Ross Tucker, Odyssey Sports, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellmann's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. If you missed any of that, you can go back and listen to the podcast anytime. Just subscribe to WEEI Afternoons.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.